Everyone at home listening to the Papa's Football Podcast, we have a great treat for you today. Comedian Dan Colwhite, a big-time New York Giants fan, is calling in. You might know him. He is a former host of the Finer Things show on the Kumia Network. Dan, are you there, buddy?
Yes, I am.
Good to have you in. I'm very glad Brian earned his sweaty Irish keep.
I'm good for something. And Dan, if you ever anyone gets a chance, go see him. He's freaking hilarious. I remember him from, when were you doing that set we talked about?
That was probably like 2011, 2012, maybe?
It's been a bit, and I was able to reiterate it to you so you know how much I liked it. It's a killer set.
I appreciate
you're
it.
Funny
I really
dude.
Do.
And you're mainly at Connecticut, Next. Right? Are you? How much do you do New York City?
I usually get down there once or twice a week.
Okay.
Now, Dan, we're not just... It worked out that you kind of are, you know, your team's coming off kind of a shit loss to the Redskins. I'm not going to gloat. I'm not one of those guys. I don't like it when anyone says my team. You have nothing to do with it. You know, like, I have as much to do with the Redskins as I do with the goddamn Giants or the Apollo moon landing. You know, like, just fuck all. But what did you think of the game yesterday? Like, what were your takeaways?
Well, I mean, just to kind of, like, give you the setting for how I watch the games, I watch all the games with my dad. And any Giants game, it's not fun until after they've won, if you know what I mean by saying that.
Of course, yeah.
It's absolute torture. So, like, when they were playing as well as they were in the fourth quarter, I think, what was it, like 21-6 or something like that? Does that sound correct?
It's something like that. I mean, it was kind of jockeying back and forth for a long time. So it was actually one of the more watchable things I've seen this season.
Well, that was the thing. They were because they were trading field goals for touchdowns, and I was just like, "This is going to catch up to the Giants sooner or later," just from being such a massive Giants fan, you know. And it did. And then it was just biting my nails the whole time. I was like, "This is how they're going to blow it," and like they do, they fucking blew it.
See, from the other side, as a Skins fan, I thought there was ample time for them to shit the bed in multiple ways. I think there was at one point they come back from commercial, and I think it was Chris Baker was screaming at their piece of shit defensive coordinator, Joe Baker. And Joe Baker gives him this dismissive Frenchman's wave. Like, fuck off, you large black man. I really didn't care for that so much. And then I know, like, this feels different given how it played out, but it was Joe Buck and Troy calling that one, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, so Joe Buck is giving his normal, like, Eli Manning, fourth quarter, Mr. Clutch, and I know you, as a Giants fan, you're like, fuck it, this is just the impending doom. Like, he's building it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just like this, you know, anytime a guy's about to kick a field goal, you're like, 49 attempts, 49, you know, successful kicks. It never, oh, my God, he fucked up. Never mind. So, yeah, but as I'm just having flashbacks to the two Patriots, you know, Super Bowl losses, I'm like, Jesus Christ, they are going to win. And fuck it, the Skins don't deserve this. Somehow they pulled it out. And I what's great is everyone in Washington today is like, you know what? Maybe things aren't that bad.
But can I throw this in?
Sure.
It's the little bit that makes us keep watching. We won a game against the Giants, the 2-0 Giants. Oh, Super Bowl. I texted him, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing. Like, I didn't expect the Giants to start the season off 2-0 because their preseason was absolute dog shit. I don't know if you followed them at all for that.
I did not. I put zero stock in preseason. Is the fact that, like, all three of Gibbs' Super Bowl wins, they were like 0-4 in the preseason. So anytime,
okay.
Yeah, I think anytime the Skins win in the preseason, I'm like, oh shit.
Why? Follow the Giants for the less sexy Eli Manning, because I love to bet, and I'm a fantasy guy, and I always pick up Eli way late because everyone disrespects him, and you can wait till the end of your draft and pick up Eli. And that's the reason I follow the Giants.
He doesn't instill a lot of confidence, but at the end of the game, he had an incredible season statistically last year. They just weren't a good all-around team.
I won a pool with a comma in it because of Eli last year. No kidding. It was Eli and ODB. So thank you to your Giants for that. I know you don't like... John gets mad when we talk fantasy. I can see his face getting red and sweaty.
just
like mine.
No, Eli is one of those dudes where, like, he just looks like always he's managed to fuck it up. Like, there is no winning expression on that man's face. It's He reminds me of myself in that way. Maybe that's why I've always loved the Manning brothers. But yeah, like he could pull down, you know, get that second Super Bowl win. And I think anyone on the street would see his face right after that and be like, what's wrong, dude?
Yeah.
You okay?
Like, seriously.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's like the interesting thing. Like if there was a blind person who would be watching football,
yeah,
what he would probably think Eli Manning looks like. He probably thinks he looks like General Patton, but actually he looks like a pumpkin that's rotten.
Yeah, he's got the ugliest face. I like to call him fetal alcohol Manning. It's just ridiculous. Compared to Peyton even, it's just like, ooh, this is not a
well,
good
that's
look.
The thing. I mean, at least Eli's got his hair. Peyton Manning's got that forehead that you just can't fuck with.
I don't even think Peyton's balding. I think the forehead's just kind of expanding. And by virtue of that, the rest of that shit's rolling back.
You guys
that
don't
poor
know.
Son of a bitch.
Every time you turn on the TV, we talked about this week one. Peyton's on the television nonstop, guys. He has a face for TV.
Oh, he's booked Tuesday for Eli. Have you seen that commercial yet? 500 times
oh,
already.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did see the one with him and his jammies at the diner with Nationwide, and the guy
oh,
telling
God.
Him to work as long as he can.
Fucking Nationwide thing is so over. What did you think of ODB? Was it fourth quarter when he walks up and like smacks the netting that the kicker just practices kicks into, and like it swings around and smacks him in the face, and like maybe the most embarrassing thing I've seen.
stupid personal fouls. I mean, with any fan who's following it as closely as we are,
yeah,
like it's so upsetting. Like when our offensive lineman got thrown out yesterday, and I think like a couple of plays before that happened, it was just like, you fucking moron. What are you doing? And then to him overreact and then get hit in the face with a helmet or whatever happened to him.
It was fucking
like, you schmuck.
It was amazing. It was like seeing someone smash a tetherball in anger.
Yeah.
And then it comes around and knocks him in the head.
If you must
and that's
know.
That's the thing. He's supposed to be so athletic, but he can't avoid his own goddamn helmet.
No, it's great. And I love the rep he has as quote-unquote gay because he has bleached hair. And yet, like, I think every woman in the tri-state area who fucks on Tinder, like, their fifth picture is, like, him with, like, a hand down the front of their panties.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he's three digits deep.
I guarantee to you, he gets all the pussy in New York City.
Oh, absolutely.
The guy showers and takes care of himself, and he's into fashion. And it's imagine New York
Easy,
City.
Easy, Mr. Criteria.
We could get laid in New York City, guys.
I mean, I know some massage parlors, yes. So.
You keep telling me about that. Maybe we'll take Dan as a thank you to the special crank shop that we keep talking about.
So let's.
Is that what you call it, a special crank shop?
Well, in San Diego, I learned if it has Christmas lights out front, that's where you go, because there's literally one on every block. So maybe Dan can tell us about the New York City aspect.
It means I'll be masturbating at every Mexican restaurant in the area.
Every Christmas, I walk around with a boner for a month.
It's a wonderful life. So let's get to some shared hatred. Not that we really were venomous there, because we're civilized men. We enjoy the finer things. See, callback, ta-da. And it's always great when you point it out. That's how things stay subtle. So the Eagles, 3-0, Cowboys, 2-1. Who do you think is going to be more set to be a thorn in your team's side here on out? Like, who's better poised for the future?
See, the thing is with the Cowboys is that the Giants and the Cowboys just always seem to play at each other's level, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you probably feel the same way with the Redskins, but Giants get up for the Cowboys and Cowboys get up for the Giants. And the Eagles haven't been expected to do anything, so that's how they're like kind of sneaking under the radar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they had the new, the second pick quarterback, Wentz?
Wentz is lights out.
And then Howard, who's the coach?
Doug Peterson is
Doug
coaching.
Doug Peterson's coaching. Yeah, I didn't expect shit from him. If anything, I was like, I think the Skins will suck this year, but with like two teams with new coaches, you know, I was like, maybe they'll do it again. I don't know. And suddenly, fucking they're at 1-2 and in the cellar as they so often are.
But we always go on.
I was going to say the Eagles are always I don't want to say a fun game, because just like yesterday, I'll be like, you know what, I don't really mind the Redskins, and then it's just like, son of a bitch, these fucking assholes.
Oh yeah, no, I don't mind the Giants. I really just hate the Cowboys. Like the Eagles, I'll laugh when they fail to get their one ring every year, and The Giants, I only got pissy when they surpassed the Skins with 4 rings. But, you know, really my hate's for the Cowboys.
Let me throw this out, though. You and I both admitted to rooting for the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Both of them.
And we love New York City. I have a hard time hating the Giants, to be honest with you.
I don't really.
Mm-hmm. I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Eagles. Fuck them.
I don't hate the Eagles that much either. I'm partial to Andrew Reid, that fat fuck. I know he's long gone, but like I have very fond memories of that. Like, what was this, like a 7-year window?
I mean, they're running his offense McNabb. Again with Doug Peterson, so yeah. I mean, it's kind of on that same wavelength now.
I just want him to gain weight and get the mustache. like the guys who've done the groundwork for 20 years do a double take every time he waddles on the field.
So we have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen Ditka with his beard on ESPN recently?
Is he doing like the super conservative white guy old move? Like, does he have like a big Duck Dynasty thing, or is it coiffed? Or
it looks like he fell asleep for like a month and a half, and then woke up and decided to go to work.
You know, Ditka might have an open spot on the Kumeo network on Fridays because, you know, it seems like looking for some right wing guys.
Is that their bench? I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
I tell you, just throwing it out there. We're talking about the finer things, so yeah. Who knows?
He's throwing a hook with a worm on it. Bite if you want.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, we were the exact opposite of anything. We just tried to steer clear of hate mail and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
But you know, as a fanboy, it was refreshing to have something a little different going on a Friday, and it was nice to have a show. And you and Fenoya freaking killed it every week.
Oh, dude. I mean, that's the thing, and Fanola is killing it right now. He's doing, and that's why we couldn't continue doing it. He's just his schedule is so packed. I mean, and what a sign of success that you're too busy to do something.
Is,
you know what I mean?
Packed as a size medium shirt.
I'm too
shirt.
Busy to wipe. Does that make me a winner? Okay, no, I think Brian was just fishing around. He just had some conspiracy theories that you, like, not advocating return to slavery meant the end of the show.
Yeah, how dare I, right?
And I apologize for that. I'm just, as a fan, like I said, I'm curious.
No, it's always so interesting, because, like, I'm not a controversial dude. I'm just here to have a good time and make people laugh. So it's just... whenever someone likes to wallow in controversy, I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean, I would do it if it got any sort of traction in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. But outside of that, controversy is disgusting to me.
That's why we love John. He's 100% honest all the time.
So I guess at this point, are you at 2-1? Are your hopes dashed? Like, you went riding high into Sunday, 2-0 undefeated at 2-1. The world's caving in. Where do you see the season going for the New York Giants?
Well, there was I'd love to see him win 11 games, but I mean, that's a lot, especially considering how in the NFC East we just tend to cannibalize each other. So, and that's why we've had a lot of like 9-7 seasons the last two seasons and almost won the NFC East. So if we go 10-6, I'd be pleasantly surprised, and I think we'd get a playoff spot. So I'd say, yeah, probably. I'm predicting I'd love a 10-6, but I know they're going to break my heart and probably go 8-8.
The next 2 weeks, you got some pretty tough games. It's traveling on
the road.
Yeah,
we got Minnesota.
Yeah.
And they look good. And then who's after Minnesota?
It's the Packers. So the Packers have not looked good yet, but it only takes a week for Aaron Rodgers to turn it around by the time you guys come to town.
And I like Aaron Rodgers. I like him a lot.
Who doesn't like a good discount double check ad? The new one is him, screaming at the fly and then throwing shit through the window.
Come on,
we know this commercial. God damn it, don't leave me hanging, people.
I'm really excited to see that game because like it's that rematch where the Giants upset the Packers when everybody thought they were the they're basically entitled to win the Super Bowl the year that the Giants snuck into Lambeau and upset the Packers. So it's beautiful to see you guys traveling up to Lambeau again. I'll say that.
Was that the first or the second time we beat the Patriots? I can't remember.
Told you I love this dude.
What's that feel like?
Dude, if I could tell you, the first time that the Giants went to the Super Bowl to play the Patriots, my buddies are all Bengals fans, and don't ask me why. But they were like, hey, we're throwing a Super Bowl party at my house. You should come down. And I go, no, I can't come down. They're like, what do you mean? You already have plans? I go, dude, I can't leave my lucky seat.
Of course
so
not.
I sat in my lucky seat. I had my laptop in front of me. I had my dad next to me. And I just sat there white-knuckling the whole fucking game. And then when the Giants ultimately won, all my Bengals friends, France, called me on the phone. They were like, thank you so much for not coming to our party.
I have a serious question. I really need to know, because as a Redskins fan, we have no idea.
What does the seat smell like now?
Well, I do want to know what your seat smells like, but what do Tom Brady's tears taste like?
Oh, they're so good. But he doesn't cry a lot. He cries like a fish.
No, it's funny we're talking the Patriots, because I think earlier you mentioned teams playing down. And is there any squad that does that less than the Patriots? Like, the Patriots are like that one cop beating the fuck out of the suspect, and like the other cops have to step in and be like, dude, come on, he's dead, he's already dead. Like, there's teeth all over the walls and shit.
Are you calling a 27-0 score playing down?
No, I'm saying they don't do it. They don't give a fuck.
No, they give no fucks.
Yeah, no, they.
Okay, I misunderstood.
I think I remember when they came. God, did they come to FedEx?
They come
several years ago.
All of them.
It was during the second Gibbs tenure, and it was like they were up 45-10 with like 4 minutes to go, and they were like going for it on fourth down, like.
And then went for the 2-point conversion.
Yeah,
probably.
It was just such. Wiping shit on the walls. It was so horrible. I mean,
Bill Belichick had to pretty much smash the Hall of Fame bus that Joe Gibbs has. You know, he's got to make sure that he's going to be one up on that fool.
Whatever. Gibbs has those NASCAR championships. At least that can be taken.
And you know what?
Well, you know, I mean, Gibbs the interesting thing is, like, being from New England and hating the Cowboys as much as I do, the Patriots have almost taken that spot, if you know what I mean.
Like, oh, they have, because they actually have wins, dude.
Exactly. And their fans are so goddamn arrogant. It's like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
No, I'm with you 100%. I really despise the whole Boston thing that has become a thing in the last 15 years between the Patriots and goddamn Goodwill Hunting. I'm done with it.
I've been frustrated lately, like, how much the AFC title comes down to home field advantage for either the Broncos or New England.
Mm-hmm.
It takes away the excitement of the NFL season, honestly, because, like, I just still feel like you're looking at the season right now. The Patriots and the Broncos are doing well yet again, and both of them have great home field. So whoever's hosting in the playoffs, that's probably going to be the team in the Super Bowl for the AFC. Like, there's not a lot of excitement in this half of the league, my opinion.
Shut up, Ravens fan. You get to go to the playoffs. As a Redskins fan, I go, playoffs? Hey!
Yeah.
Wild card and we're out.
Dude, Ravens look terrible right now. Like, they're barely, like, walking past Jacksonville and the Browns. You got to be kidding me.
Doesn't matter.
Barely walking
3-0,
past.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Mr. Undefeated, shut up.
Well, what was the Ravens record last year? What'd they finish with?
Oh, they're shit. They're what? Like,
yeah, I don't want to talk
about
it. I want
to say, like, 5-11 or
the Ravens are nothing without the elite.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Oh.
The confused look on Joe Flacco's face every time he drops back.
Dan, do you watch anything other than Giants games? Like, do you have other teams in the league you follow? Is there anything in the league that's got you intrigued right now outside of just the NFC East?
No, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I was trying to watch the Jets and the Chiefs after the Giants lost, and I just don't. When they lose, I have no desire to watch football anymore for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
So, like, I was watching this to the Chiefs, and I was like, and the Jets were running the ball down the field, and normally I'll kind of pull for them because they're another New York team, and they usually stink. So it was like, oh, yeah, oh, great. And it was like, oh, yeah, fuck, that's right, the Giants lost. And I just, so, I mean, yeah, kind of, sort of. I always like to see the teams that aren't expected to do well. That, like, I always kind of root for the Browns because they suck so hard.
We all do. You can't feel bad rooting for the Browns, even if you're got an AFC North team. Yeah, you don't get
I believe it was when the Browns were playing the Jets that some drunk Cleveland fan tackled a child wearing a Jets jersey. I don't ever root for the Browns.
Hey, man, not in this house. One Aaron Rodgers said that. He was just adhering. He was just keeping the code, man.
Dude, yeah. Like, I've seen some crazy shit. Like, and I remember, this was such a long time ago. Remember Giants Eagles when Tiki Barber kept fumbling and it was for the NFC in the playoffs? You got, like, 2002?
Early on.
Yeah, that was way back.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a long time ago. But I was at that game, and there was a guy in an Eagles jersey, and every time Tiki would fumble, he would get up and go, Eagles! Eagles! So my buddy my buddy Dave was next to me. We're drinking from the, you know, whatever it is, the plastic cups of beers. Mm-hmm. He goes, if he does that one more time, I'm gonna bean, or the plastic bottles of beers.
Okay.
He goes, one more time, I'm gonna bean him off the top of the head. I go, okay. So he was sitting one row in front of us. Tiki fumbles again. Eagles recover. He gets up. He flaps his arm. He does the Eagles chant. He turns and he goes to sit down. And my buddy Dave walked him off the top of the head as hard as he could with his plastic beer bottle. And it went flying into the crowd. And he goes, who did that? And everyone behind us goes, don't know. Don't know who it was.
Good for him.
Omerta.
The Eagles threw snowballs at Santa. Eagles fans are the worst.
I'll say one thing. An Eagles fan I know explained that wasn't exactly a Santa. This could be bullshit. And
it's
just
bullshit. I can go find it on YouTube.
Apologist Philly stuff. No, she said it wasn't like a... It wasn't a quote-unquote legit Santa. I guess that means one from the actual North Pole or some shit. It was apparently just some fucking messy drunk that someone had put into a Santa suit, and so they were like, just fuck this drunk piece of shit.
How did they know from the stands it was a drunk Santa?
That's right.
Eagles fans are evil.
Big piss stain? I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, Eagles and Phillies fans can be evil.
No, I, for some reason, despite New York kind of having its tough rap and D.C., I like to cling to its many years as the crack murder capital of the world. Like, Philly's always just considered, yeah, the absolute savage armpit of the East, and I don't know
what... We're the crack mayor capital of the world, son.
There you go. That's true. Yeah. The bitch set me up. Well,
thanks for that setup.
Forever be... Dan, before we let you go, like, any... I don't know.
I got
some. Oh,
Twin
well
Rivers
then.
Casino. Everyone. It's
yeah.
Roadhouse Live, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Awesome venue. October 21st, 22nd. Danny Boy,
yeah.
I have to call you, is going to be there. Be sure to be there.
Yeah, killer.
And you're at DannyBoy3030 on Twitter. What else you got? Facebook, anything else?
Yeah, Facebook, DannyBoy3030, Instagram. Instagram's just the pictures that I draw, so basically it's just pictures
so it's
of
all
Superman.
Pictures of penises?
You know it. Penises with arms holding hammers.
Every time I get a message from you, he's got one drawn on it. I didn't know if it was yours or somebody else's. So.
Well, yeah, I can only draw the ones that I see.
I got to ask, is the 3030 a nod to Deltron, the rapper from a million years ago?
It is, my friend. I love that album.
There you go. Look at me.
Beautiful.
John pulls the most random shit.
Back
here.
Back when I listened to music 15 years ago. Dan, that was fucking awesome, man. Please call in anytime.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me, guys. It's a lot of fun.
I told you I fucking love this guy. We'll have you back on.
No, he's great. It's a pleasure. Dan, again, yep. Dan Colwhite, is it Danny Boy 3030? I got the 3030 part right.
Danny Boy 3030 on Twitter, and I think it's his other handles. And be sure to get out there at the Twins Rivers Casino and Roadhouse Live, 21st, 22nd of October.
Thanks, guys.
Dan, have a good one, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Dicks out for Danny.
You too. All right,
and again, that was Dan Colwhite, Danny Boy 3030 on Twitter. Plug his thing one more time while I wind us down on the YouTubes.
Danny Boy is going to be at Twin Rivers Casino Roadhouse Live October 21st and 22nd. Follow him at Danny Boy 3030. Do it, shit dicks.